Gretchen, the organizations you work with had been making inroads into reducing hunger in the region, and then a pandemic comes along. How's that changed things in terms of what you see and how you're responding to it?
Well, I think specific to COVID, you know, we've actually had a tremendous amount of support for our work during COVID and just outpourings of support from the community, from folks across the regions. And I actually, this might be weird to say, but I feel like COVID has really strengthened our efforts because people are hunger, food insecurity has really, and food sovereignty too, has really pushed towards the forefront of a lot of conversations. And that brings more awareness to what we do. And it's brought a lot of us together across the region to collaborate, to work together, to share resources, to move goods. So in a strange way, I feel like COVID has really pushed to strengthen our food efforts across the region.
Do you feel like you're reaching enough people, or is it possible in the middle of COVID that you're missing some? Some are going hungry?
It's tough. I feel confident that all the folks doing food security work across the region we're all doing our best, and we all work diligently to make sure that whatever we provide is accessible and that we're working around whatever barriers exist to get it to people. But being in a rural area is challenging because we don't know necessarily if there's folks that are not able to get to the pantry, transportation's an issue, or access to communication is an issue, unless somebody lets us know or that person is able to reach out somehow. You know, it's always hard to get the word out in rural communities, and word of mouth works best, but it also works slowly sometimes. And so really building more awareness for our programs and that we're available and things are really accessible and easy to deal with is a long-term project. But we don't always know if there's folks that we're not serving that might want access to those resources.
Do you find that with some people, they're just hesitant for whatever reason to use a food pantry?
There's a real stigma around accessing food and going to a food pantry. We try to work around that, especially at Minkus Food Share. Well, all the programs I work with, we really try to work around that so that we're providing food in a way that's easy and that's also that works in the dignity of people, right? So that it's not a place where you would be shamed to come pick up food, that we're in a community, we're in this together, that you can come. You know, we have some folks that come just for vegetables, just for the extra vegetables. We have some folks that come, you know, for particular items. And we really try to work around that stigma so that it's not a bad thing to have to ask for help. You know, I think that's really looked down on in, you know, this society that we live in, this greater overarching society. And we try to break down that mentality that it's a bad thing to ask for help and really make it more about, you know, being in a community together. It's also hard to ask for help. And I think with COVID, there's a lot of folks that haven't asked for help for the first time.
And you're also involved in the Double Up Food Bucks program, which doubles food stamp benefits. Now, it's set up in such a way that it benefits consumers and also local food producers and merchants all at once. How so? How does that work?
Yeah, so the Double Up Food Bucks program, it's actually a national program, and then we have our statewide level program here. And the way it works is that anybody who's on SNAP, which is the name currently for the food stamps program, they can get double their money at certain locations on Colorado-grown fruits and vegetables. So in our region, that's typically at farmers markets. If somebody has a SNAP card, they can take it to the farmers market, and if up to $20 per visit, they can get doubled, right? So if they're going to spend $20 off of their food stamps card, they'll get an extra $20 to spend specifically on Colorado-grown fruits and vegetables. There's a couple small grocers as well, but that program exists actually across the state. So if people are out and about traveling, they can look up on the website and see other locations they might be able to use that. And so that keeps money in the local economy by directing that money towards locally grown produce and locally owned stores and markets. And it's pretty much a win-win for everybody. It's a really fun program to work for. I really enjoy it. We have a great team of folks across the state who help support and advocate, get the word out in our communities for that resource exists so that people know about it.
Are there any other organizations in the Four Corners that you'd like to single out as helping to increase food security?
Yeah, you know, there's a huge amount of mutual aid work that's going on across the region right now. There's a bunch of different mutual aid groups. They're really important to support because mutual aid is able to serve folks that might not be able to have access to resources through all the various programs that exist. And there's a huge number of reasons why those programs might not be accessible to folks. So all the mutual aid groups across the region are doing phenomenal work on shoestring budgets, and mostly run by volunteers and folks who aren't getting paid. So the mutual aid efforts, you know, if people want to support, I would definitely point them in the direction of all the mutual aid efforts across the region as really, really important community resources that are addressing needs in a really comprehensive way too, and building really strong relationships and networks of support across the region. Ultimately, I think people are realizing that we have to build our own food system. We can't be dependent on these these global food systems to provide for our families. And so the really beautiful thing is to see people across the region putting down strong roots to be able to strengthen and build food systems that will nourish our communities for generations to come.